ओम शांति। Good morning.
Om Shanti and good morning.
एक गीत ऐसा है, एक एक शब्द एक्यूरेट है.
The song that we just heard was a Murali song, and it's such a wonderful song. Every word is accurate. When there is such a gathering, then the feeling is, I also want to die. Sacrifice yourself to the flame.
Mehfil mein jalo, dekhne wala parwana, uska bhi dil kehta hai, main bhi.
The moths that are observing, they're also thinking, I also want to surrender like this.
Fida hone ke liye koi baat nahi hai.
There isn't any other requirement except love, to sacrifice yourself.
Sacha pyar ho.
To have true love.
Koi buddhi aur jagah chakkar nahi lagayengi.
Then your intellect will not go around anywhere else. Not even slightly.
जब समय को देखा, मन सर्वशक्तिवान बाप को देखा.
When you see the flame, it means you've seen the Almighty Authority Father.
आज आप लोगों ने सारी मुरली सुन ली.
All of you just heard the murli.
सार क्या रहा?
So what was the essence?
हम बाबा के बच्चों के अंदर में गीता का ज्ञान और चलन में बाबा के चरित्र.
We have the knowledge of the Gita.
बहुत खुशी है.
Within ourselves and in our activities, we have the divine activities that God is showing us. But it's only those who have a very bad fortune, misfortunate, are the ones who are experiencing sorrow.
Hare mere meethe Gita gyan data ke do shabd hi.
Just two words of the spoken by the bestower of the knowledge of Gita are enough. Just now Baba's.
Main bataya to Om Shanti kab shuru hua tha.
It's only kind of recently that Baba started speaking Om Shanti. Before that, Baba used to just say Man Manabhu. When meeting one another, we would just signal saying Man Manabhu. Om Shanti came much later. And Madhyajibha, we wouldn't speak of it. But when you have the aim and the bestower of that aim in your intellect, then you already are Madhyajibha. It means you have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. I didn't enjoy reading the Ramayana so much because it was just stories in that. We used to have residents of Ayodhya who were servants in our home. And they are worshippers of Rama, and so we think, okay, yes, let them stay in the house. But the residents of Dwarka, that's the land of Krishna, and so we wouldn't keep any of them. They're the highest ones, so they wouldn't be employed as servants. Go to Surat, go to Dwarka, you can go and have a vision of the people there. They're the residents of the same land as Krishna. As soon as you speak of them, it's like you feel that intoxication. The divine activity is mentioned in the Bhagavad. The gopis had so much love for God's murli. Meera was so intoxicated with just Krishna and everything about Krishna, she even left her home and family. We left Hyderabad and went to Karachi just because of the murli. We'd go during the night, Murali, staying awake during the night so that we could go and listen to the Murali. In those days we didn't have the telephone systems. Baba would suddenly decide to go somewhere, sometimes by the ocean, sometimes to someone's house. And someone said, but Mama, we didn't know Baba was going to come here. And Baba would say that, well, the cows who were so eager to listen to the sound of the flute of Krishna, they also would go running when they got the vibrations. So you should be able to pick up that the sound from the body conscious people is such that they say, well, I didn't get this program. I wasn't told about this. It's like they're only be present somewhere when they're told about it. But no, if you have that real intoxication, you'll be wherever there's a need at the right time, because then you'll be yogi-yukta. Let yourself be so engrossed in the love of Krishna, just like when you're making dough, then the flour and the water, the two become mixed and you make dough. You can't separate it afterwards. You can't make chapatis out of dry flour. So in the same way, if my mind hasn't been so attracted with God's Murli, then I'm of no use. Means I have to become so engrossed in the Murli that it cannot be separated. So who are those who don't experience this supersensuous joy? Sita was the one who was always calling out for Rama, because she was separated from Rama. One or another complained about someone or another always. In the Ramayana it's just that. But I don't want any of that. Just imagine the world of paradise, Vaikunth. Not even the slightest bit of irritation, any kind of force. In the drama, everything is fixed. Each one has their own part. Last night Daddy was sitting with the group. Some brother in America, he said, he had read one of Daddy's classes that Daddy had spoken about. She now remembers who it was. So Daddy had given a class about flowers and she was mentioning sunflowers. And so he sent a whole bouquet of sunflowers. When Daddy had gone to Lagos, then in Lagos they had decorated everywhere with sunflowers. And so Daddy had taken class on this. And so this brother read the class and sent from America a whole bouquet of sunflowers. The seeds of no other flowers are as powerful, as nourishing as the sunflower. It's because the sunflower, its yoga is always with the sun, and it's on the basis of the sun that it actually blossoms. So very beautiful. He has sent so many sunflowers. He's seeing all the sunflowers here now. There's a huge bouquet that he had sent. A lotus flower, it's like you have one in the pond and then it just grows and it expands. It's growing in the rubbish and it's growing in the things that's of no use, and yet it's growing so beautifully. So where you know how to remain detached, then the rubbish around you, then even that is useful. Like the lotus flower is remaining detached, and so everything around the lotus flower or connected with the lotus is useful. Means every bit of the lotus plant. the roots and the seed and everything is useful. Those who know how to remain detached, they know how to remain separate also. Knowing that each one's part is their own, it's individual, it's unique. The beauty of the sunflower is its own. The beauty of rose or the lotus is its own. The beauty of a rose is its own. And then if you say, well, why does the rose have the thorns? But you know, you don't have to look at the thorns. Look at the flower. It's so beautiful, so fragrant. So who is someone who is looking at the thorns and not at the flower? If the flower didn't have a stem, it had been cut off, then how would you catch the flower? How would you hold the flower? Roses with the stems, with the leaves, it's very important to have every bit of the flower, of the cut flower. You're only going to see the goodness of everything. When someone presents you with the rose, you hold it with the stem. If you didn't have the stem, you can't hold it. So it needs great wisdom to just pick up the good things, to catch hold of good things. Otherwise, people just say, well, this one has thorns, and this one has this, and this one has that. But look at the flower. Look at the goodness. When that is in Oxford, she sees the rose garden from the windows in the dining room, and no two roses are the same. There's hundreds of roses there, but none of them you would find, no two of them the same. Some would be small, some would be big, some of a different color, slight difference in the color. I've never ever seen two roses the same. Yes, they're both roses, but there'll be a slight difference in every flower, every rose. Yes, you see that it's a rose, both are roses, but everyone loves roses and they want to give roses to. One sister recently came to daddy and she gave. One sister gave a rose, one rose to Jintiben and one rose to daddy. Daddy was given a red rose and Jintiben was given a white rose. So when the sister gave, she wasn't thinking, well, I'm giving one color to one and another color to another, thinking that is different. But yes, they're both roses. Giving a special flower. So when you have that attitude, that vision, then you see everything and you take the value of each thing and you become one that gives happiness through that. And then through that, others also receive happiness. When your vision is one that's giving happiness. Someone said, well, all day long I'm doing something. I'm not sitting down doing nothing, and yet no one appreciates the service that I'm doing. You're telling me to do service, and I'm doing it, but no one appreciates it. And so that is it. Until someone appreciates you, the feeling is that service is not service. But as an altruistic server, doesn't see whether they're being appreciated or not. They just continue to do. And seeing their egolessness, seeing their feeling and devotion of doing service. The eyes of the blind open, the ears of the deaf open. But only when you don't say a word about it. It's like people's ears are open to listen to bad things, but they're deaf to listen to good things. what's necessary for them to see, they don't see, and what they don't have to see, they can't be. They're looking at that. Bad things, they look at it with open eyes. Things that they have to listen to, they listen to very carefully. And they even remember something that they'd heard 2 years ago, 4 years ago, and ask them what today's Murali was, they can't remember. So what kind of an intellect is this? The Murali just now, and they don't remember, but they remember what had happened 4 years ago. You're not listening to me, you're not doing this. Should I listen to the stories of Ramayana? Of just telling stories of creating battle between two people, fighting between two people? I don't want that. I don't know nothing about that. But yes, tell me about the Bhagavat Leela, the divine activities of God. And yes, I'm happy to sit till 2 o'clock in the morning to listen to those stories. Even at 11 o'clock we go to Baba. Baba, can this person come and meet you at some point? And Baba would say, call them now. So even at 11 o'clock Baba said, call them. When I had gone to Madhuban with the first group from Pune, I think, I used to feel that like Baba used to sit with us, I want Baba to sit with this group. So many of these sisters that were with me, and I took them to Madhuban, and I said, Baba, will you meet them? And Baba said, call them now. They were ready to go to sleep, but then I called them, and Baba taught them how to have such good remembrance. And Baba says, if I was this one, I would do this. If I was this one, I would do this. He's talking to all the sisters, saying, if I was you, I would do this. If I was you, I would do this. If I was you, I would do this. In this way, Baba just attracted them so much. Then there's nothing else that enters your mind, because you're just lost in that love. The stories that we've heard of the divine activities of God are so elevated, and we're so fortunate that we're hearing and experiencing those stories now. That God Himself is my mother, father, friend, teacher, my Sadguru, my Swami. And just remembering that, you feel so much power and strength. And then Dad is talking about the jasmine flowers or the rose, tuberose flowers. They're tiny flowers, but they're so fragrant, very powerful perfume. So people used to bring that for Baba. So they'd just come and put them in a small plate in front of Baba. And Baba would say, place this beside your pillow and then go to sleep and you'll have very good sleep. This is how Jintiben's taken her birth. The way that Baba made Jintiben die, it was by giving drishti to her at night. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and Baba said, why am I giving drishti to her? And Daddy said, it's to kill her, to make her die, so that she's able to surrender. Baba gave such loving drishti. She herself was a little bit confused of what to do now, whether to stay or to go back to London, and all of that was a bit of a confusion. And so Baba gave such powerful loving drishti. And Baba said, please place these flowers beside your bed. So go to sleep at night in that way, like a baby. There's nothing to worry about. So those who don't know how to go to sleep at night, how would they be awake in the morning? What would their day be like?
दिन में दिनचर्या बताती है इसका सवेरा कैसा हुआ
the daily routine that you have shows what your early morning is like, and your early morning shows what your night would be like. And those who go to sleep at night having had battles through the day, what would their night be like? In their dreams also, they'll just be fighting and quarreling in this way with one another. But if you have Baba in your dreams, in your thoughts you have Baba, what was the blessing today? To have such a powerful mirror that anyone who comes in front of you is able to have a clear vision of the Father. Have to have a really powerful mirror. If the mirror is not so clean, it's not so accurate, then people don't have a real vision. It's like the mirror shows the artificial form, means thin people or long people, short and fat people. So first look at the self, look at the Father, then look at everyone else. If I haven't looked at myself in the mirror, if I haven't looked at Baba in the mirror, then how can others see Baba through me? This is why Baba says those who serve with their bones deeply, they're the ones who will become the princes and princesses. I mean, serving through the bones means that what you tell people, it really touches their bones too, it goes inside. Whatever I have received, let everyone else receive also. With those elevated feelings, just continue to do service.
सारी योग बल से राजा ले ली विक्रम नाश हो गए भवन का सारे इतनी याद हो.
Everything is dependent on remembrance, and I should have such powerful remembrance that I'm able to destroy all sins, so that no name or trace of anything remains in my nature and sanskars.
Life में दिखाई पड़ेगा.
In your life too, it will then be visible.
तो कोई प्रकार का भी नाम निशान स्वभाव संस्कार के जरिए भी
that there's no name or trace of even the slightest bit of your own nature and sanskars.
अपने आप से पूछो सच्चे पुरुषार्थ की में सफलता कितनी है.
Ask yourself, how much success do I have in this true effort that I'm making? And so don't cheat yourself in any way, don't deceive yourself.
दूसरों को आगे रख करके अपन के या तो किसी को अच्छा देख नहीं सकता मत कुछ भी बात है दूसरे किसी को बीच में लाना माना.
Sometimes you think others are better and you become disheartened, and sometimes you think you are so superior and you want to do everything, but whatever it is, but you have to bring Baba in front of you. So he is a bodiless father, and unless I become bodiless too, I cannot have a connection with him. So I hope you're understanding this. Until I become bodiless, like even the wire that's insulated with the rubber, if the rubber has not been removed and you don't make that connection with the wire inside, you're not able to get the current of light. So I have to realize myself that truly I am this light, I've received this light, and I'll receive it only through having that connection. Not by just saying Baba. Yes, you said Baba, and Baba will say, yes, child. Not even just a relationship, but to have a connection. Sometimes husband and wife, they have that relationship, but they don't have the connection. Father and son also, they have the relationship, but there's no connection. So then there's no attainment from that.
हमारा connection इतना अच्छा जो connection है, relation है, पर connection wonderful है.
We have the relationship, but we have such a wonderful connection also. We have that connection of husband and wife, father and son, father and child, teacher and student. It's a wonderful connection that we have in these relationships. And it's through these that we have all attainments and all powers. It's through this that Ravan will be killed, otherwise you can't kill him. If even one power is missing, Ravan will see our weakness and will take advantage of that weakness. It doesn't allow us to stay in our code of conduct. It doesn't allow us to let go of I and mine, you and yours. It doesn't let me go beyond this. Ravan catches hold of me in so many different ways. So until I have such yoga, such power of yoga, I feel that the royal status is very distant. Yes, you're doing service, you're saying Baba, 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 and so you'll come to the golden age. And I read yesterday's Murli last night again, to pay attention and to practice.
Attention or abhyas. Jiska abhyas hai, uska attention, usme tension nahi honga kabhi.
Those who have practice will never have tension about anything, but they'll be attentive. They have attention. So where one has this experience of the sweetness of the practice, they have a lot of benefit from that. What Baba shared, last night in the meditation at 7, I was saying, Baba, you're giving so much power, and having a conversation with Baba, Baba, I've received so much power. Baba said, you're receiving it, aren't you? And I said, Baba, you're giving it. And Baba said, you're taking it. So it's like, it's not a big thing, but just conversing with Baba in this way. Yes, Baba, you are giving, and Baba says, you are taking. So if the ones who are taking, then the bestower will not tire of giving. So where are you all sitting? At Hari's doorstep, the Lord's doorstep. From Haridwar, you go to Rishikesh, where the rishis are, and from there you'll go to Badrinath and become Narayan. But realize that you are sitting at the Lord's doorstep. The one who's the remover of sorrow. So you are such fortunate children, so always be aware of who's feeding you and whose home you're sitting in. So at least sing praise of the one who is feeding you. In whose home you are sitting. Sitting at the door of the bestower in God's home. Baba said, children don't feel that intoxication. I have so much intoxication. But Nadi was saying, Baba, my intoxication is no less. Baba is very happy when you talk to him in this way with this intoxication. Not to have the slightest bit of arrogance or any kind of force, irritation. Baba would just pass by that person and not smile or anything if there was the slightest order of that kind of arrogance. Smile in such a way that it becomes infectious and others begin to smile. But if you yourself are finding it difficult to smile, then how are others going to smile at you?
Thank you, Baba Bhai. Time ho gaya.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
किसको मस्त क्लास में देखती हूँ पता नहीं कैसा सूर्य उदय हुआ है
नादिया saying it's only sometimes that I see some people in class
इसको क्लास में देख रही हूँ, क्रिस को.
That is seeing Chris. Not sure who she's referring to. She says, I don't know which side the sun has risen, that she's seeing some people in class.